It was believed to be that there were no survivors, but apparently there were.
Okay.
Which the story came out of actually some survivors that were out there. Now this was believed to be, you know, along with Indirundi people as well as Ngarama, who you know, it's said that the Yabarara are a division of the Ngarama people. So it happened, you know. I mean, and you read it, and your thoughts of how, and your feelings of how it is when you read it is up to one individual,
yes.
Pretty much. It happened. Was it a massacre or a genocide? You name it, however you want to. It happened. For no good reason, apart from a bag of flour being stolen from a ship, that forced a white policeman to abduct one of the young Aboriginal ladies and took her off into the bush, which was which led to the husband of this young lady, forced him to kill the police officer, and that's when the massacre actually took place.
And Audrey, why do you believe it's important to have a remembrance day for the Flying Foam Massacre, which will be held tomorrow at Murujuga, Burrup Peninsula?
I think it all rolls into one, Tangua. It's like it's part of what's been left out there with the rock art. I think that's what's left out there is very important to hold on to and keep. In regards to the massacre, well, it's where it took place. It's a place where people died, were killed. So it's a significant spot.
Mm.
It's sacred and special to particularly Aboriginal people. And I think tomorrow will be just a good day just to go out there. It's not to make a point to anybody or anyone. It's just a remembrance day of what took place out there. And it's just, yeah, just to, it you know, it's not there to push issues or to brand Native Title or any other thing. It's just there to go out, stand up for the Burrup, and stand up for the Burrup is to get it National Heritage listed.